This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This won't make me go schizo, will it? Remember that line? That was from Animal House. When, was it Otter? I don't know. They're at Donald Sutherland, the teacher's house, and they decide to light up a doobie and he's smoking it like he never did it. This won't make me a schizo, will it?
Schizo.
Schizo, yeah. He says. And then, of course, Sutherland's character says it's a distinct possibility.
Right. I remember that now.
Yeah. Why do I bring that up? Well, first story of the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show relates to schizophrenia drugs. Drugs for schizophrenia or schizophrenia drugs? I don't know. It matters when you ask the question that way because according to this study, they're regularly dispensed to foster kids.
Foster kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Let me take just a quick moment here. On that note, we didn't get to this yesterday, but just a quick announcement here. I got a message yesterday on Facebook from Team Isaiah. If you recall.
Yeah, Isaiah Ryder, what he's gone through, what his mother's gone through, good Lord. Being taken kidnapped by the state of Illinois and Children's Hospital there, yeah.
And for people who've been listening to the show for a while, you know the story. But just wanted to make the announcement here, if you haven't heard already, that Isaiah finally, after all of this time, has been freed from the clutches of the state of Illinois. He's now home with mom.
Oh man, it's about time. We have to talk to them, maybe get them on the air if we have a chance. But I'm so happy they've been
there, and we'll get her on. I mean, now I think they're just
reunion time.
Regrouping, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that good news with anybody who's listening that Isaiah, finally, the story has come to at least a conclusion now. Now it's a healing process.
Right, I know. At the same time, I'm just hoping that they can make those bastards pay that did this to them.
And, absolutely.
You know, children everywhere. There's so much outrage to go around. That's why we do shows in an irreverent fashion as often as we can. Otherwise, we'd be bummed out and have to take schizo drugs, too, and that's just not our way. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I was just noticing the Doc of Detox sent a message. He's got a year's supply of the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea, and you get a three-month supply for free. So there's a deal. I just shared that to the Facebook. We'll get that out there. Doc of Detox tomorrow. We go to Detox of Fridays. We're going to be together at the IACT Conference, June 23rd, 24th, 25th in St. Petersburg, Florida. You don't have to be a colon hydrotherapist to attend. We encourage you to do so. I mean, it's life-transforming, the stuff you will learn there. And even if you just come in and say hi, we'll be at the exhibit hall as well, in addition to speaking. That would be great. We look forward to seeing you there. Other upcoming events listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including our Constitution class with Michael Bednarik, July 9th, and a limited number that can join us on the open range the next day to experience the Second Amendment and really enjoy what it's like to keep and bear arms. So we got that coming up. Links are up once again in the show notes. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. So schizophrenia drugs, schizo drugs for kids, foster kids. We've talked about the foster system and how there's kickbacks. There's money that comes in. The more drugs you can put these kids on. Are they actually schizophrenic? Could they be deficient in minerals? could they be, well, being destroyed by antibiotics and vaccinations? Because you know those foster families, they're going to say, on condition of you being a foster parent, you're going to have to submit these kids to as many vaccines as we want to, you know, throw at them like they're a dartboard. How many of those are considered to be causes for aberrant behavior to such a degree that they would consider giving drugs for kids, whether they actually have what's called schizophrenia or not, antipsychotics? I mean, the kids that are on this, I mean, you're talking about rapid weight gain. You're talking about triple the rate of diabetes. It's an absolute mess, and there's no nutrition involved here. No discussion of detoxification. No discussion of heavy metals. It's the same story again and again and again. Why? Because we have the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. We have a state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. That Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And then you got the Fear and Death Administration, supposed to protect us from dangerous drugs and aberrant foods and things, foods that have been adulterated. And the FDA, despite knowing what I'm about to tell you, just looks the other way. Most antidepressants don't work for young patients. Another study has confirmed it. Most antidepressants don't work for children or teenagers with major depression, and some may be unsafe. And the, listen to this, the quote, "The quality of evidence about these drugs is so bad that researchers cannot be sure if any are truly effective or safe."
I'm sorry to laugh.
No, how bad has it got to get?
It's gotten ridiculous. In the study they did, they said they found only one of just giant number of antidepressants that are on the market being prescribed that had any evidence of making any difference whatsoever, and that was Prozac. Now, you know, Prozac's been around forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of the oldest antidepressants that, you know, with a brand name that people would recognize. But all the rest of these antidepressants they've done, they found they had little or no effect whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, this particular study, they don't work on young patients. Just a week ago, we were covering a story about how half the people that are being prescribed antidepressants don't actually have depression. Talk about an overdose problem. We're focused right now on the opioid epidemic, right?
Yeah.
And there are people that are dying from the opioid overdoses. Mm-hmm. But I want you to think at the enormous number of people that are being prescribed antidepressants, the side effects, the long-lasting, lifelong-lasting sometimes, side effects that they are experiencing from these antidepressants, and half of them aren't even depressed. I mean, that is a big, big problem if you look at the numbers.
Yeah, 34 drug trials included more than 5,000 patients. Of those, 22 studies were paid for by the drug companies themselves.
Oh!
Yeah. And despite this, the scientists called the quality of evidence in the research that they studied very low, so low that they can't even, you know, they don't even know how to assess this. I mean, the trials are flawed. Where are we hearing this? Corruption of science? Could there be corruption in the CDC? Could there be corruption in NIH? Could there be corruption around the world where the drug industry is, its life depends upon positive responses, positive results in these drug trials? You're talking about billions to hundreds of billions of dollars on the line. You don't think they would pay off those that are doing the science? It's happening every day. We've covered quotes directly from heads of The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association. They all say we don't know what's real science anymore. Could be half, could be more, is completely, it's not reliable. And again, another group of meta-analyses finding the same thing. You go to your doctor, you put your life in that doctor's hands, who is or is not reading the journals, but even if he is or she is reading the journals, which journal and which article within the journal is actually legitimate? Do you understand how much you put your life on the line because you thought the FDA was looking out for you? That the FDA is looking out for you and your children? Are you bonkers? You have to be on drugs to believe what the FDA is saying about safety and efficacy of the medicines that they approve. These are front page stories, yet Chaffetz still won't call a hearing on the CDC whistleblower, which is resulting potentially in 100,000 new cases of autism being diagnosed each year. And you start setting that thing out. And thankfully, you know, were you watching on Periscope today? Pauly Tommy's Periscope is precious.
I caught a couple of them. I'll tell you what, this Periscope thing
is awesome, isn't it?
It is awesome, but at the same time, when you get, when you start following somebody like Pauly Tommy,
yeah,
she really likes Periscope, apparently.
She's awesome with it.
My phone is just going off the hook all day.
It's whistling Dixie. Pauly's back. But it's great because you're following all of the things that are happening behind the scenes, like we did a little behind the scenes yesterday. Today they were on K-Talk in Utah somewhere. I don't know if it was Salt Lake or something. But they've sold out, I think, both of their VAX screenings. They've added one more screening tonight. Hopefully it'll hold over. But I've heard that Chaffetz is sending a couple of staffers to go witness it. Maybe that can move the needle a little bit closer to where Chaffetz on the Oversight Committee will call for a hearing, which would be great.
Well, and another great thing about the Periscope is, and I believe this is why Pauly is using it the way that she is when they get interviews from reporters.
Yeah.
She is actually taking video of the interview. So you're seeing it unedited as it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's a great tool to be able to go back and look and see what the news station actually does.
How they edit it.
Exactly. And it really it's holding the media accountable, which I think is a great thing.
All right. One more FDA story. And you know what? Lay off of Trump on illegal aliens, because the FDA is now seeking suspension of 4,402 illegal prescription drug websites.
Oh.
And a lot of them are foreign. What, do you hate foreigners, FDA? Stop it. You
I
can't
don't think
be.
It's, I don't think it's the same.
Illegal aliens, illegal drugs from aliens.
No,
it's insane.
They didn't cross the border.
Yes, they did. They're selling drugs to Americans illegally. Come on.
This is an interesting story, actually, because you've got websites out there that are selling prescription drugs, basically, I guess, what would you call it, gray market, black market, where you can actually buy them over the internet. But the problem is that these drugs sometimes are not real. They're counterfeit.
Yeah, which means they might be safer than the ones the FDA says are approved for safety and efficacy.
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
Besides the fact, where am I going to get my prescription drugs if they shut down all of these illegal websites, huh?
There you go.
You know I'm not getting prescribed by a doctor. What do you think? I'm nuts? Yeah. See the point? This is an absurdity. We are dealing in a world of absurdity. Dangerous drug-induced hallucinations from the Fear and Death Administration, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO. Get your shots, take your drugs, but not from illegal aliens. And then they yell at Donald Trump. You know what I said? Hillary is qualified to be president. She is the most qualified of anybody to be president of Merck Pharmaceuticals. Not the United States. Well, maybe the United States of Drug America.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Said if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will treat you super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn: when there was no one else who turned to call Super Chicken. Super Chicken.
Oh, man, I just love the excuse we have to play Super Chicken on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nothing better than when we find a story that allows us to do that as a bumper.
You know, everybody is sitting down right now going, what could they possibly be talking about that would warrant opening the segment with Super Chicken?
Yeah, well, Bill Gates. Bill Gates is finally doing something good for Africa's poor. Yeah. He is. I know. You're going to shock everybody. My listeners are fainting now.
Have bagged on Bill Gates for a long time because here you've got people living in poverty. They're dying of starvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it he's always wanting to send over there?
Well, not food. Well, unless it's genetically modified food. But no, for the most part, it's needles, syringes, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's now sending chickens. His latest scheme is to help sub-Saharan Africans living in extreme poverty. He's sending them chickens. He's donating 100,000 birds. Now,
sending chickens.
Is he sending them fryers? Are they frozen? Are they alive? What's going on with this? This is a weird story.
No, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, the old saying, you know, you teach a man to, you know, you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. You teach a man a fish, he can eat for a lifetime, right?
You give a man a chicken, he'll pluck for a day. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Well, there's got to be an angle here. Bill Gates just doesn't do this. There's got to be another angle here we're missing. Bill Gates sending 100,000 chickens to Africa.
Yeah, well, I'll read it here. It says, Gates will donate 100,000 birds vaccinated against common diseases.
Oh, wait a second. Of course. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they found a way to vaccinate the birds.
Ah, yes. So, yes, he's vaccinated 100,000 birds, but of course they have to be vaccinated birds.
Vaccinated chickens for common disease. Now, the question is, are they supposed to eat these birds and then get the vaccine through eating the chicken? You know, because it's kind of weird the way they do this stuff.
Listen, it's an interesting thing he's got going on here. Basically, according to this article here, a farmer living in poverty, if he gave him five hens, he could earn $1,000 a year with those five hens. So I'm guessing that's laying eggs, I guess.
$1,000 a year on eggs in sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, apparently in these third world countries, the extreme poverty line is $700 a year. So this,
well, listen,
this would...
I'm, you know, this is the first thing that I look at Bill and Melinda Gates. I go, hey, that's not the worst thing you've done. Send, of course, they're vaccinated. I would rather use homeopathic chickens. And no, they wouldn't be so small you couldn't see them. You know, you'd use nozos, homeoprophylaxis.
That totally reminded me of the homeopathic owl.
That was great. Yeah, the skeptics went bonkers on that, right? Homeopathic chicken. By the way, I still insist that you can't yell at Donald Trump if you're going to go after FDA like FDA is seeking a suspension of illegal alien drug sales. Right,
you're throwing the word alien in there. That doesn't.
It's alien to the United States market. These people are coming in and selling drugs. They're going around the FDA.
Yeah. Well, listen. On the one hand, you know, the FDA wants to portray this effort that they're making to protect people from counterfeit drugs that might have, let's say, dangerous ingredients in them. But then it's hard really to even like finish that sentence because all the drugs have dangerous ingredients in them, right?
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
You got that right, my friend.
Not to mention the fact, I'm sure the FDA is, you know, they've got to take care of the pharmaceutical industry, so they're trying to take out the competition, you know, on these websites, because these drugs that you get off these websites are incredibly cheap compared to what people would pay here in the United States.
Well, we want to save some money. As I said, where else am I going to get my prescription drugs? That's
where
Obamacare.
Where are you
getting
that generic Viagra from, right?
Excuse me? That's not... All right, never mind.
No,
all right.
No, listen. I'll tell you what. You get spam in your email, don't you?
You've
never gotten that kind of spam in your email from some web, right?
It's been a while, but yeah, no, that was a common one. Get your generic Viagra. I don't know how much a pill, but the reality is the drugs that are coming in from overseas, you don't know. They could be safer than what the FDA is assuring you. Remember, FDA drug safety is an oxymoron. How many hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying every year due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs taken correctly, ingested correctly, prescribed even, so to speak, correctly? That could be debatable, but it's a high rate of death. Better off doing natural dietary supplements. Oh, the natural fallacy. Yes, I hear it now. You know what? Quack me a Bill Gates chicken. At least it's been vaccinated for you guys out there. All right.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, broadcast healing like no place else in the media. Thank you for being here, robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter, at rsbellmedia, at rsbellmedia. And now we have the Periscope extension. We've only done it once, but when we get the courage up, we're going to do it again. And so follow us on Periscope, too. We'll do some live behind-the-scenes looks eventually. We'll do some more. Also, questions of the day, submit them at robertscottbell.com or call us. Leave a message if we're off the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists coming up this month. The Constitution class with Michael Badnarik, July 9th. International Association for Near-Death Studies, July 28th through the 31st. And then up to the, I got to put that back in the notes. the National Health Freedom Coalition, the annual conference up in Minnesota, home of GCN. And, of course, the American Naturopathic Association, the Medical Association, August 26th, 27th, and 28th in Las Vegas, Nevada. But let's set that aside right now and go to you, our loyal listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Dennis. No, it's Denise. No, it's Dennis. I'm not sure. Denise. He spells it so funny. D-E-N-I-S. I think he usually gives you a little bit of grief over your something or other, but he's given me grief over my name. He says, Doctor, my name is not Bob, Farmer Bob, or Botanical Bob, Bell. Okay, Denise.
Oh, I get it. That's why you
I hear
you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Could be. A boy named Sue. You have talked about CBD oil and its many health benefits multiple times, and it's always great to hear about the truth about natural things that are good for our health. Recently, I was listening to Dr. C. Does he still follow us on Sundays here on GCN? I think Dr. Caldwell's still got a show. He said, yeah, okay, so he's still got his thing going, and he's done amazing work over the years. Dr. Caldwell mentioned a person he knows, believe it is a relative or in-law, that had some skin cancer, and the affected area was not small. No specifics were mentioned, but it sounded like hemp oil was applied topically on the affected and surrounding area. In a few days, the tissue that was said to be cancerous fell off. Have you ever had Dr. C on your show? Yeah, I've had Dr. C on the show. I think I've been on his show before. Are you asking me if that's referring? He didn't even ask a question about the CBD. All right, the CBD is good. Yes, it can do that. In fact, in Unlock the Power to Heal, we've got hyperlinks galore. Especially the ebook, you can just click them and it'll take you there. About CBD and THC, cannabis, cannabidiol, the different cannabinoids and how they can impact cancerous tissue in impacting apoptosis, cancer cells to die. So that is a good strategy. You're not going to put on a CBD beauty cream at that point. You need a concentrated form of CBD. Let me see. He says, if your kids are stumped on what to get you for Father's Day, how about a shirt that says, my name is not Bob? How about a shirt that says, my name is not Denise, it's Dennis? Okay, how's that?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, once I said, that I'm getting grief. Somebody going after you about your name instead of me about animas. So I'm enjoying
all right.
this. This
is all right. I will deflect at this moment and you know, just like to defer to Super Don's happiness. Yeah. All right, one more question of the day just came in from Michelle G. Hi, RSB. I need help understanding the laws around CBD oil. I've been using CBD oil from Cannavest and CV Sciences now and recommended it to a friend that is having back pain due to disc degeneration. I previously recommended Alta Silica, which she only took for a month and decided to get an injection. Of what? You can't inject Alta Silica.
No, I think she means another injection.
Oh, yeah, maybe one of those drug injections. Okay.
Yeah.
The injection only lasted a month or so, and now she's back to having pain. Well, duh, I could have told you that, or I could have told her that. You probably did, too, Michelle. The CBD oil helped with the pain, but after her husband, which is a good friend of mine, Googled CBD oil, there's your first mistake. Don't Google CBD oil. It's going to come up illegal. He freaked out that it was illegal and returned it to me. What kind of wussy friend do you have? Her husband.
All right, come on. Cut the guy a little bit of slack. I mean, obviously somebody doesn't want to go to jail or get, you know, or something. Listen, the misinformation is out there, so you can't blame the guy. He's just gotten bad information.
All right. Sorry, you're not a wussy. You're sort of a wussy. You're almost... Look, when I'm trying... He says, when I try to find clear laws, Michelle says about it, I find mixed messages. We live in North Carolina. I will continue using CBD oil because I don't need to ask the government for permission. However, my friend would like to use it but wants a guarantee that it's not illegal. Thanks for the clarification. Gosh, you know, Americans, stand up. Stop it. Now, okay, I do understand the fear. It exists. It's real for folks. But CBD, as it comes from the industrial hemp plant, as it's sold as a dietary supplement, not a drug, it is 100% legal and accessible, and you can buy it in all 50 states. We've covered this many times, but what I would say, Michelle, is call CV Sciences, ask them to send information, because we put out press releases on it as well. where the FDA's tried to intimidate them, and they didn't back down because they're not selling a drug. They're not selling CBD from cannabis or marijuana, so to speak. This isn't Charlotte's Web. This is CBD legally extracted from industrial hemp grown in Europe. Just like you can buy hemp oil and you can buy hemp protein in a dietary supplement form, you can buy the CBD from Cannabis, now CV Sciences. And by the way, you can get 15% off. RSV15 gets you 15% off. Michelle, I'm sorry. I'm sure your friend is perfectly nice, but I get a little bit,
this? Robert, and let me just say this, and hopefully she's listening, okay?
Yeah.
Just for the heck of it, I just Googled. In Google, I put in, is CBD oil hemp legal?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to cut out the, like, from and stuff like that because it's not necessary.
Right.
Is CBD oil hemp legal?
Okay.
Very top of the page. Bing! Yep. First thing you see is an explanation saying, because CBD oil from the hemp plant does not contain illegal amounts of THC, it is legal in all 50 states.
Sweet! Ding, ding, ding. You win. Yay! All right. The Ireland people really thrilled
for
you.
So there it is, right there on Google.
Good job. Super Don, you did. I didn't think Google would do that because of the Hillary Clinton Google scam that we covered. I don't think we talked about it on the air, but I shared it earlier. When they did search terms on Hillary in Google, and they did the same search in Bing and Yahoo, in Google it protected her from Hillary Clinton indictment. You couldn't find anything, hardly. But on the others, you could. So just saying, Google not reliable. Good gopher, goodgopher.com. Check that out. Mike Adams put that out. Let's talk marriage, shall we? We got a marriage story.
Love
and Super Don, you're wondering why this is even news. Headline reads, couple vows to stay together after husband is diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 29. What was their wedding vow? For better or for worse, richer or for poorer, unless you get Alzheimer's at 29, then we can get divorced. I mean, what is this story?
Well, I mean, when I first saw the headline, it confused me. Because I was like, oh, well, okay, there must be more to this story. Were they, like, not married, you know, maybe, and they were deciding whether they wanted to get married, and then they did, even though he had Alzheimer's. And it turns out, no, they were married for 9 years before his diagnosis. So I'm looking at this, I'm trying to make sense of this, and really, in the end, it really kind of pissed me off, because I don't understand why this is news. Is this world come to such an ugly place that if a couple vows to stay together after the other spouse comes down with Alzheimer's, that it's something that it needs to be reported on Fox News? I'm just thinking that is something that a husband and a wife would normally do for the other.
Yeah.
You don't just,
as the bar has been set so low, I guess, at this point.
I don't
that
know.
You're like,
but see, then again, amazing. I refuse to believe that people have come to the point where that's an unusual thing.
Right.
To me, and the reason why it pissed me off, could you imagine if there was a headline and it said, parents vow to not give up their child because it has autism?
Mm.
I mean, if there are any parents out there, and I think I might strike a chord with somebody, you know, saying this. Could you imagine that if they like put that on there? And I'm thinking, what about the couples? I could imagine a couple goes on to Fox News, a couple who, let's say, a woman's husband has Alzheimer's, and she's reading this. If it were me, I'd be like, why all of a sudden is this couple somehow, or this wife, supposed to get big brownie points because she decided to stay with her husband because he got Alzheimer's?
Wow.
People do that every day.
Yeah. Well, some skedaddle. I mean, it's not unprecedented that happens.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I would say that's the exception.
Right. So that would be the news story. Somebody left and abandoned their partner in such a state. But you think about this. The other aspect of this story is we know how to reverse Alzheimer's, prevent it. And there's no discussion of that. And I realize that's not the angle of the story, but for me, that's the first thing I see. Why can't we acknowledge the work of Professor Chris Exley in England, who's did some amazing things with silicon-rich water? Drinking the silicon water, the aluminum's coming out, and you know, you're seeing some prevention and reversal. We talk about the utilization of selenium, higher amounts of whole food selenium, homeopathic detoxification, use of essential fatty acids, the use of CBD, for goodness sake, because of its neuroprotective and neurodegenerative benefits. So many things that we know to do here And Alzheimer's is just another name for a neurological degradation that could happen at a different time of life. Now they're saying at 29, which you normally would never hear it. You hear autism in childhood, and you hear dementia and Alzheimer's in the elders. Now at 29, is this going to be the new normal? Alzheimer's at 29, we're going to start seeing this. Maybe that's it. They're telegraphing. When you get married to someone, it could be Alzheimer's. Be ready, even in at the ripe old age of 29. Now we've got the next, not war on Alzheimer's, but moonshot. That seems to be the new terminology.
Ah, yes, the moonshot.
Senator,
you know, listen,
Roger Wicker.
I think what's happened here is people actually are listening to the show because we've been kicking them in the butt over everything being a war. War on cancer, the war on diabetes, the war on leukemia, the war on everything like that. Now, I believe what they've done is they've replaced that. Now everything is going to be a moonshot.
Yeah, it's a moonshot. It's time for the Alzheimer's moonshot. They're trying to pass this Eureka Act, and it's ensuring useful research expenditures is key for Alzheimer's. A Eureka Act. And it's a moonshot. Now, don't get me started on the controversy of whether we actually ever went to the moon, but people will bring it up.
Oh, jeez.
And it'll be the same thing. But, you know, it will be a moonshot like that with trying to cure cancer and Alzheimer's because they don't investigate what actually would do it, Super Don. That would
you
actually
don't think
put
we
those
to the moon?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying they're not going to find the cure through the money that they're asking for this Eureka Act. All right, back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk, we'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell you just what I'm talking
about. Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. What
time? You know what that means, boys and girls. It's time for a cannabis update. No, we're not smoking it here. We just talk about it in all its forms because it is medicine. It is good for you. And I'm not telling everybody to smoke it either. Just want to be clear. Ohio has now officially become the 25th medical marijuana state. We talked about it earlier, but it's official now.
Yeah, he signed it yesterday, I believe.
Governor John Kasich. Why do we know Kasich? Didn't he run for president or something?
He did, yes. Yeah. In fact, he's still on the ballot in some states, which is weird.
Right. So what's going to happen now that he signed this bill into law? Will Republicans reject him, or Republicans finally coming around to recognize the federal government does not have...
Medicinal marijuana is vogue right now.
It's vogue for everybody, I guess, huh? Yep. All right. Well, listen, it's a good thing. But at the same time, I want to see it freed up so everybody can grow hemp again. And that'll be a big step when really freedom is coming back to this country. When you can actually grow it for food, for medicine, for rope, for fuel, for all the good things that it is. 25,000 uses, 25,001 uses, only one of them is smoking it, okay? And if you smoke hemp, of course, like Ron Paul said, you have to smoke a telephone pole-sized hemp cigarette, and you still won't get high. And that's why we really promote primarily the CBD for most medicinal purposes and supplemental needs as well. So that's pretty good. But here's an interesting story. I don't know, this could be, if Cheech and Chong were in this scene of a movie, they'd be crying. Headline says, listen to this, you can't make this up. Room of pot goes up in smoke and fire at home on High Street.
High Street?
You bet it was High Street after that.
Oh, that is ironic.
You got to be kidding me. Really, High Street in Kensington? No, this is in Walworth, New York. A room full of cannabis, marijuana, has gone up in smoke during a fire at a house on High Street. That's just too perfect. Firefighters were called in to put the fire out, and they were distracted by a donut shop. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
It was already. Yeah. I think it was already out by that time. But once it was out, it was an upstairs grow in an office, in a locked office, and they found a bunch of potted marijuana plants under grow lights.
Wow.
On Sunny. High Street.
That's on High Street. That's the kicker here. You can't make that up.
That's good.
I mean, the only other street that would be appropriate would be Munchie Street, you know? It's on Munchie Street, and that makes sense, too. But
now, here's the cool thing, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to look at something positive out of this, you would think, all right, so some guy's got, 40 to 50 potted plants under grow lights, it catches on fire. They only charged this guy with a misdemeanor count of unlawful growing of marijuana. He was released on a citation.
Really? In New York State?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked. What is that? Maybe he was their dealer.
I don't know. Maybe he was licensed. It could
getting
be.
Back.
But he says it was unlawful. So for whatever reason, they're pretty lax on their.
Maybe because the cannabis had all burned up, they didn't have any evidence. So that's the best they could do.
Maybe so.
I'm just thinking.
Actually, that's a very good point. That is possible.
Yeah. That's what
they had to be able to identify it somehow. But
I'm here to make the good points.
Yeah.
RobertScottBell.com. Keep sending those messages, comments, concerns, questions, all that stuff. And call us when you want. We've got upcoming events, as I said. There's a lot of cool stuff. I need to add one more to the notes. The National Health Freedom Coalition. We've got our annual Congress.
Yeah, IANS coming up too.
IANS. That's right. The IANS conference is coming up. Have you guys heard about that? This thing is fascinating. And give a listen.
Did you have a near-death experience, or are you fascinated by the topic? The International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to build a global understanding through research, education, and support. IANS members are medical professionals, experiencers, and people with interests. For information about local IANS group meetings, the National IANS Conference, and more, visit IANS.org. That's IANS.org.
All right, and we've got a great interview coming up tomorrow. A physician, an actual surgeon, who was struck by lightning, died, came back, and now he's a concert pianist. This story is amazing, and we've got more on the way. So I hope you come to Orlando the 28th through the 31st and experience that. Check it out. People, you know, bring in the vitamin L. Bring in the vitamin L. And, you know, I'm fascinated by all aspects. A lot of gifted healers have...
The different ways you can have near-death experiences... Mm-hmm. Being struck by lightning has to be one of the coolest.
Well, I'll have to interview you on that particular perspective. Why that is the coolest. I think it's the hottest.
It just sounds cool. You know?
Like 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know if it's that cool. But anyway, he survived. We're going to talk about that. Also, the DACA Detox. Dr. Daryl Wolf back for Detox of Friday. And maybe a question or two from you. And you. And you. But until then, tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and where I get to remind you each day that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.